Welcome to Small Time Leaders, a 10-minute podcast about how giving credit to others can help you experience more success and meaning in your leadership and life. My name is Michael Allen Tate, but my friends call me Mike. I work with accomplished business people who want to design a personal strategy to make their next big move their best move. In each of my podcasts, you will hear a successful leader talk about a couple of people in their lives who did or said a small thing that was so on point and profound that it still impacts how they live and work today, which I've come to call small-time leader moments. Well, Brian, it's good to have you back. Sure enjoyed our last conversation about your coach, Todd, and how he made such an influence on your life. So as we start, what are you grateful for today? What's on your mind about that?
Today, what I'm grateful for, I think about my why in my business is to help people enjoy more professional success and personal happiness. And so I'm always thankful when somebody takes a moment to reach out to me, whether it's a phone call, an email, LinkedIn message, to let me know how my work has impacted them on a professional or a personal level. And when somebody takes time to do that, I always take time to respond. If they're going to take the time to do it, they deserve a response, and especially because it means so much to me.
Does any particular one stand out?
I've had people who went through my workshops, and I would do some follow-up calls to find out how things were going. And I remember one guy saying, you know, I haven't focused so much on putting this into practice yet at work, but I got to tell you, my relationship with my wife is a lot better and my son, because he really started to understand how people think and behave. And he adjusted how he was communicating and started to realize that there was a lot more peace and happiness in the household when he communicated in a way that made it easier maybe for his son to do his chores or for his wife to help him out. So that's always really gratifying because, you know, people will change careers, but hopefully they're not changing spouse and kids.
That's true. Yeah. Wow. Those are the small things that matter. Mm-hmm. So tell us about next small time leader who made the big difference in your life.
So the person I would think this time was Nancy Edwards. And Nancy Edwards was the chief security officer for the insurance company that I had worked for most of my career, State Auto Insurance. She left in 2016. I ended up leaving at the end of 2018, but we both started there in 1990. So that's kind of an anomaly in today's business environment. We were there for a long, long time. And there was a point in time where she was a branch manager, and so I was several levels down, but I reported up to her. And then I moved into our sales department. And many years later, she ultimately moved into the sales department. And then we became peers and really started to get to know each other. She then moved on. And at some point after she had moved on, she was studying for her master's at Ohio State. And she came over, and I think this was in the summer of 2003. And she gave a videotape to my boss and I. And she said, I think you guys will really like this. I was involved with sales training for our field associates, and I watched the video, and it was Robert Cialdini presenting at Stanford, and it was called The Power of Persuasion, and it was about non-manipulative ways to move people to action. So when I watched the video, the light bulb came on, because right away I thought, this psychology explains all of the sales training we do. It's the underpinning of why certain sales approaches work and why some of them don't. I really appreciated that it was all rooted in social science, all backed up by data and research. So that appealed to the logical part of me. And the third thing that really appealed, Mike, was his stance on ethics, non-manipulative ways to get people to take action. So I started to use the video in some training sessions around the company. And in the meantime, because it was a great resource, I signed up for Stanford's marketing.
Okay, everyone, before we continue today's episode, I just want to remind you of my new book, Roll Up Your Sleeves. The book is on how to lead and live in a world of constant change. Roll Up Your Sleeves has a biblically based storyline that shows you how to get through your transition wilderness to your promised land. Order the book today at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or your local bookstore. For more information, go to the book's website. The links are attached on the show notes. Okay, now back to the show.
And one day, one of their marketing flyers comes across my desk, flip through the pages, there's Robert Cialdini's picture. And in big bold letters, it says bestseller. And right underneath it in bold letters, call it influence, persuasion, or even manipulation. And I remember thinking, I cannot believe they actually use the word manipulation in the headline. I mean, what copyright person would think that that would actually help sell more videos? And I'm not sure why, Mike, but the moral part of me felt like it needed to be addressed. So I emailed Stanford and I basically said, I don't know anybody who wants to be manipulated. And I don't know anybody who's looking to become a good manipulator. That word cannot be helping your sales, but it really could be hurting. I never heard from Stanford, but sometime later my phone rang and it was a representative from Robert Cialdini's office, Influence at Work. And she said, I am calling to personally thank you on behalf of Dr. Cialdini. You sent an email to Stanford, and because of that email, they're changing the marketing of our materials. I was like, wow, that is really cool. So we had this nice conversation, and by the time she hung up, she said, you know, if your company is ever looking for a guest speaker, Dr. Cialdini travels the world to speak about this. And I said, well, I sit next to the woman who books our speakers and books our events. Would you like to talk with her? And as fate would have it, Mike, summer of 2004, Robert Cialdini was in Columbus several times to address the insurance agents that represented the company. And it was during that time that I went out to Arizona, went through his 2-day workshop, and realized this is what I want to do with the rest of my career. Because I was just fascinated by the research and how people think and behave. I saw the application for sales, leadership, and things. And anyway, Nancy introducing me, just giving me that video, literally it changed the course of my career because I now do this full time through my company, Influence People. And I would say it changed the course of my life. Because our careers are such a big part of our life. Stepping into entrepreneurship is totally different than just moving to another company. But even on a deep personal level, how I interact with people just in social situations and how I raised my daughter, how I interact with my wife, it has permeated everything that I do. That's a pretty good reason to be a leader who had an impact on my relationship. And the other thing I would say about Nancy, too, is even though we've left the company, we've maintained our friendship. She has continued to be a great coach and mentor. And what was really cool, Mike, was when I came out with my book, which is Influence People, Powerful Everyday Opportunities to Persuade That Are Lasting and Ethical. When I got ready to have the book edited, I went back to Nancy because she was always a grammarian. I mean, she was the person at work who would print your email and in the margins make spelling corrections or whatever.
Yeah.
And it was to help us become better technical writers. But I thought, who better to do this book? She introduced me to the material. She knows it intimately. She knows me. She understands many of the stories that because she was at the company when they happened. And it was just a beautiful way to like put a bow on a package. I mean, and she was so honored to get to do that. And I say because of her edits, the book reads so much better. I was very blessed that it made Book Authority's top 100 influence books of all time. And again, I give a lot of the credit to the way she restructured certain things so that it would just read really, really well.
Wow. That's just one person taking one action to introduce one person to an idea. Yep. I mean, so those small things that just make the biggest difference. But then again, part of that, I mean, she did that and gave you an opportunity, but you took the initiative to send an email, which, you know, sometimes we think we forget about the small things that we can do that really make a difference.
Yes, I've definitely seen in life that seemingly small decisions, you never know which ones are going to do that. But you look back and you think, wow, what a life-changing decision. You know, a life-changing decision for me, Mike, was in college, I had accepted a job and I only went to an interview with Travelers Insurance because it was in Columbus and I had grown up here. My family was here. And I thought, well, you know, the girl I'm dating is here too. There's all these reasons to at least look at it. And I liked what I heard and I took the job. But what ended up happening was the very first day of work, I met my wife. So, yeah.
Call it providence, call it God in the middle of it, which I probably would. But that's how things happen and line up over the small things. So, Brian, tell the listeners if they'd like to get in touch with you, how they could do that. We'll certainly have everything on the show notes, but give us a little info here.
The best couple of ways, one would be LinkedIn. If you want to connect, just send a connection request. If you don't put in there that you heard me on the podcast, you can be sure that I will reach back to you and say, how did you find me? I like to understand why people are reaching out. And I think that helps social media be social because it'll allow us to have a little back and forth. The other way is to go to my website, which is influencepeople.biz. And when people go there, they're going to be able to see videos. I've been blogging for more than a dozen years. All the podcasts I've been on, there's a tremendous amount of free resources. There are also previews to the LinkedIn learning courses that I've done. So LinkedIn and my website would be the two places I would tell people to go.
All right. Thanks. Yeah. And I just met Brian last week and went to his website, and his newsletter is amazing. I would encourage you guys to sign up for his blog. So thanks for being with us again, and remind us of those little decisions we make and how we, even for other people, we can make a difference just by making a suggestion.
It's like Nancy pleasure. Did.
Have a great rest of the week and take care.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you so much for listening. I'd like to leave you with a thought. I believe that we live in a small world that often feels out of control. But I also believe there is a big God who is in control and who speaks to us in a still, small voice. And if we just listen, we may be granted the occasion to make a positive difference in someone's life. So I challenge you to be a small-time leader today and help someone see themselves in a brand new way. Thanks again for listening to this podcast. For more information about my firm, blog, products, today's special guest, please go to michaelallentate.com or smalltimeleaders.com. And don't forget to subscribe to the Small Time Leader podcast so you never miss an episode. And join our Facebook group for more exclusive content. I'll see you on the next episode of Small Time Leaders.